This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver District Attorney's Office plans to drop all murder charges against a man accused in an alleged road rage incident last year. CPR's Tony Gorman has more in the case of Stephon Long.
Denver DA Beth McCann says her office couldn't prove Long's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. She says there's strong evidence to prove that the 26-year-old was using self-defense and killing brothers Blake and Damon Lucas on I-25 in June 2023. Long was facing two murder charges. One of them was dropped last October. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Grand Junction now has a framework to build interim housing. City leaders there voted this week to allow the installation of prefabricated shelters for people experiencing homelessness. City Council member Scott Bielefus.
There are many, many, many people that we can help right now, and I think this is one small step.
The modified rules do not make it legal for people to sleep in tents or in their cars within the city. A mudslide in southwest Colorado has closed a popular route for four-wheelers. Imogene Pass is closed from both sides for the foreseeable future. The pass connects Telluride and Ouray. The San Miguel County Sheriff says that no one should attempt the 17-mile route, including people in jeeps, bicycles, dirt bikes, and trail runners. Two Coloradans spoke to delegates Thursday at the Democratic National Convention. Congressman Jason Crow spoke of his military service to comment on the Republican presidential nominee. Crow was an Army Ranger in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And trust me, I know a couch commando when I see one.
Crow carried a copy of the Republicans' Project 2025, which he said would abandon America's military, veterans, and allies and replace national security professionals with Republican loyalists.
I refuse to let Trump's golf buddies decide when and how our friends are sent to war.
Crow represents Aurora and Colorado's 6th Congressional District. Also speaking last night was District 2 Congressman Joe Neguse. This is CPR News.